These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran begat Lot. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And God said unto Abraham, "Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed." Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And God said moreover unto Moses, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name for ever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali and Mushai, these are the families of Levi according to their generations. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance for ever. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance for ever. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations, in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute for ever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet that they die not. And it shall be a statute for ever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Every one that toucheth them shall be holy, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them, by a statute forever throughout their generations. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations. Speak unto Aaron, saying, Whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. Say unto them, Whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations, that goeth unto the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. And he shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day, that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute for ever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute for ever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute for ever in your generations. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established for ever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the jubilee. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Manasseh by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the numbers of their names, from 20 years old and upward all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Benjamin by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Dan by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Asher by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward all that were able to go forth to war, of the children of Naphtali throughout their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward all that were able to go forth to war. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And the sons of Aaron the priests shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance for ever throughout your generations. And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance for ever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. Of the first of your dough ye shall give unto the Lord an heave offering in your generations. Even all that the Lord hath commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that the Lord commanded Moses, and henceforward among your generations, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Know, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. But that it may be a witness between us and you, and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, ye have no part in the Lord. Therefore said we, that it shall be, when they should say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron. These are their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Abdabil, and Mibsam, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief, Jael and Zechariah, and the sons of Tola, Uzzi, and Rephiah, and Jeriel, and Jemai, and Jibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house, to wit, of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David 22,600. And with them by their generations after the house of their fathers were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And the number of them after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. These were heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Among the Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee for ever and ever. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue for ever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks for ever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Wilt thou be angry with us for ever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Maskell of Ethan the Ezrahite, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for ever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Thy seed will I establish for ever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. He hath remembered his covenant for ever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Thy name, O Lord, endureth for ever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord shall reign for ever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints,